Ima Iduoze.
Thank you, Ima Iduoze, for receiving us. So, what's your background?
My background is in, as far as a dancer, my background is in breaking, in breakdance. And I started when I was very young. I started in the age of 9. And I was very fascinated by the not only the dance, but the culture as a whole, the visual arts that can be considered as a graffiti, the music from the 70s onwards to the 80s, the soul and the funk movement, the dance movement, which is breaking, and the DJing. But
so you dance in which city?
In Helsinki.
Helsinki.
I was born and raised in Helsinki. Mm-hmm. My father is Nigerian and my mother is Finnish. And I started with breaking when I was very young in Helsinki. I continued with that, first entering battles in Scandinavia, then getting invited to tour and to perform in different cities, from Poland to Switzerland to South Korea to Sweden. And I did that for quite some time and found myself very comfortable until it got to the point where I wanted to widen my horizon and to see what else is out there that I can use as a tool, as a artist, in order for me to express something else than what I have been expressing before through breaking. So then I figured that I basically found myself being involved in the contemporary theater and the contemporary dance scene in Helsinki, and started training in other techniques, and got very interested in choreography. And in 2012, I premiered This Is the Title, which is my debut piece.
Oh, this is the title, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. In which year?
2012.
Yeah.
Yes, in Helsinki, and we've been touring with that mostly abroad, a little less in Finland actually. Yeah. So that I also find interesting.
Do you intend to dance with all the dancers, or you want always to be alone?
No, I like working in a working group, in a collective, but the solo was something that I had to do for myself to kind of reflect
very
on. Yes, it was something very personal for me to reflect on the past and where I am at the moment and where is it that I would like to continue from here. So it was a combination of all those things, but I also work as a dancer for other companies, as a freelance dancer, and I am working on a piece for 3 dancers which will premiere next summer, where I will not be dancing myself, so I will be directing it from outside and choreographing it from the outside.
And coming back to your the last choreography we saw yesterday, could you express what you wanted to tell us?
Well, it's pretty simple actually. It's pretty much has to do with how far can you mold a certain shape so that it won't be recognized as the original shape. So breaking of the traditions, but still being staying loyal to the roots. And it's something, it started as something personal, of course, because I was going through this middle space, question of identity as well.
Mm-hmm. Very but, linked with your own roots.
Yes, definitely. But also in relation to something that is more universal, because these are the same questions that people go through in different parts of their life, not only artists. This is something more universal. Mm-hmm. Where am I at right now? Where do I want to go? Mm-hmm. What are the motives behind my decision? Because some very primitive motives for each and every one of us is the need to be seen, the need to be appreciated, the need to get loved. So this is a driving force which is very much unconscious many times, but very much at the same time plays a huge role in the motives in making decisions in general.
Yeah, that's the moment we saw you very quiet when you were seated and maybe thinking.
Mm.
That's the point to reflection of to think about what you're going to do.
Pretty much, yes, I can put it this way. So it was a short exploration of movement in relation to time and space.
Mm.
And after the short exploration, it was a moment for contemplation.
Yeah.
What just happened? What will be the next impulse? And where will it take me?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a prisoner of the space and letting the space be
like
the
life.
Choreographer. Yes.
Life.
Yes.
Do you think the frame is life for you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Not the entire, but a small fragment of it.
Are you well at ease to dance and to think that to not to dance and thinking?
Mm.
What for you the most interesting thing to dance and think? To help you?
Mm. As a choreographer, I find movement design the most interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, the choreography starts from improvisation.
Yeah.
But I am very much interested in setting and designing the outcome as far as possible. So there's not room for improvisation, but there is room for being present and interpreting the choreography in that moment.
Oh, yeah. So what will be your next project?
Next project, I go back to Helsinki tomorrow and we continue working with Tero Saarinen and company for the Helsinki Festival.
So you're the choreographer for your group? Or
No, I also work as a dancer for other companies.
Okay. So you have a choreographer in Helsinki?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I work with him for the next 4 weeks and we premiere in the National Opera House. It's a piece for 8 male dancers. Mm. And after that, I continue working on my solo, working on my next solo.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I start working on a piece for 3 dancers. So those are my next choreographic projects.
Okay. So good luck. Thank you.
Thank you,
Ima, for your speech. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.